A very good morning, students. Last session, we were discussing about the longitudinal division of the Himalayas. Now, today in this session, we are going to discuss about the topics like the division of the Himalayas on the basis of river system, that is from west to east. What is Purvachal Himalayas? How the North Indian plains are being formed? Three divisions of the North Indian plains based on the river system. Four divisions of the North Indian plains based on the relief features. The peninsular plateau. Two divisions of the peninsular plateau. And the central highlands. These are the topics what we are going to discuss today. Now let us see. In the first slide itself, you can see how the Himalayas are being divided from west to east. Second slide shows the division of the Himalayas, that is the western Himalayas, from Indus to Kali River. Western Himalayas are being divided into two, Punjab Himalayas and Kumaun Himalayas. Punjab Himalayas is between Indus and the Satluj. Kumaun Himalayas is between the river system Satluj and Kali. Now, eastern Himalayas between the river Kali to Brahmaputra River. There are three divisions. One is the Nepal Himalayas between the Kali and the Koshi. Sikkim Himalayas between the Koshi and Tista. Assam Himalayas between Tista and Dihang. Brahmaputra is known as Dihang in Arunachal Pradesh. Now, let us see the slide number 3. Purvachal Himalayas. What are Purvachal Himalayas? The Brahmaputra marks the easternmost boundary of the Himalayas. Beyond the Dihang Gorge, the Himalayas bend sharply to the south and spread along the eastern boundary of India. They are known as Purvachal or Eastern Hills and Mountains. These hills running through the northeastern states are mostly composed of strong sandstones, which are also sedimentary rocks. This area is covered with dense forests. They mostly run as parallel ranges and valleys. The Purvachal comprises the Patkai Hills, the Naga Hills, Manipur Hills and the Miso Hills. You can see all these things in the slide itself, in the map. Through the map I have shown. Next division of the physiographic division of India is the North Indian Plains. In slide 5 we can see that. The North Indian Plains has been formed by the interplay of three major river systems, namely the Indus, the Ganga and the Brahmaputra, along with their tributaries. And this plain is formed of alluvial soil. The deposition of alluvium in a vast basin lying at the foothills of the Himalaya over millions of years formed this fertile plain. It spreads over an area of 7 lakh square kilometer. The plain is being about 2400 kilometer long and 240 to 320 kilometer broad. It's a densely populated physiographic division of India. With a rich soil cover combined with adequate water supply and favorable climate, it is agriculturally a very productive part of India. The rivers coming from northwestern northern mountains are involved in depositional work. In the lower course, due to gentle slope, the velocity of the river decreases, which results in the formation of riverine islands. The rivers in their lower course split into numerous channels due to the deposition of silt. These channels are known as distributaries. Now, we can see that which are the three major divisions of the North Indian plains based on the Himalayan rivers, flood plains created by the Himalayan rivers. The western part of the northern plain is the Punjab plain, which has been formed by the Indus River and its tributaries. The Indus and its tributaries are the Jhelum, the Chenab, the Ravi, the Bias and the Satluj, originating the Himalayas. This section of the plain is dominated by the Dobes. Now, second one is Ganga plain. It extends between Ghaggar and Tista rivers. The third one is Brahmaputra plain, which is the east of Ganga plain, particularly in Assam. Now, let us see which are the four divisions of the North Indian plains based on relief features. You can look at that slide number 6. That is Babar Belt. The first one is Babar Belt. In this, the rivers after descending from the mountains deposit pebbles in a narrow belt of about 8 to 16 kilometer in width. Naturally, when the river is flowing through the pebbles, the streams will disappear. It is lying parallel to the slopes of the Shivaliks. All the streams disappear in this Babar belt. The second division is Terai, which lies in the south of the Babar belt, in which the streams and rivers re-emerge because it has been created by a wet, swampy and marshy region, which was thickly populated, forested region full of wildlife. The forests have been cleared to create agricultural land and to settle migrants from Pakistan after partition later on. The third division is the Bangar. The name, as the name suggests, the largest part of the North Indian plain is formed by older alluvium. They lie above the floodplains of the rivers and present a terrace-like feature. The soil in this region contains calcareous deposits locally known as kankar. So, what is kankar? The soil in the Bangar belt which contains calcareous deposits. Next division is Khadar, the newer, younger deposits of the flood plains. They are renewed almost every year and so are very, very, very fertile. And this area is ideal for intensive agriculture. Now, let us look at another division, physiographic division of India, that is the Peninsular Plateau. It has been shown through the map in slide 7. The Peninsular Plateau is a table land composed of what type of rocks? Old crystalline, igneous and metamorphic rocks. It was formed due to the breaking and drifting of the Gondwana land and thus making it a part of the oldest landmass. The plateau has broad and shallow valleys and rounded hills. This plateau consists of two broad divisions that has been shown in slide 8. That is, the first one is Central Highlands and the second one is Deccan Plateau. Now, let us see what is Central Highlands. It is a part of the Peninsular Plateau lying to the north of the river Narmada, covering a major area of the Malwa Plateau. The Vindhya range is bounded by the Central Highlands on the south and the Aravalli is on the northwest. The further westward extension gradually merges with the sandy and rocky desert of Rajasthan. The flow of the rivers draining this region, namely the Chambal, the Sindh, the Betwa and Ken, is from southwest to northeast, thus indicating the slope. The Central Highlands are wider in the west but narrower in the east. The eastward extension of this plateau are Bandelkhand and Bagalkhand. The Chota Nagpur Plateau marks the further eastward extension, which is being drained by the river Damodar.